OFM News in touch with your world. I'm Yana Roos. Good morning. Not a pretty budget, says the analyst, and Cape Town car washers slapped with 3,000 rand fines. A 1% increase in value-added tax, or VAT, is to kick in from the 1st of April. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba has announced that the government faces a revenue gap of 48.2 billion rand in the current year, and to address this, VAT is going up. The increase is the first in the last 25 years. He said the VAT increase, alongside other tax proposals, are in order to generate an additional 36 billion rand in tax revenue. Top political analyst Richard Callan says it's not a pretty budget.
And the public sector wage round is going to be even tougher this year, negotiations there. So it was not a pretty sight. And the hopefulness comes not in the detail of the budget, but in the mood swing in the country and the hope that despite the budget, the economy will grow because of the political changes of the last week.
Taxes, including VAT, are up, but so are social grants. And both free higher education and the water crisis are being allocated a big slice of the 2018 budget pie. Callan warns, though, that the poor will suffer.
What it adds up to is less money, and now the poor are suffering the most. So you and I and many of the middle class, we can tighten our belts relatively comfortably. But for the poor now to have to pay 1% extra tax on goods that they buy, even allowing for zero-rated goods, it's going to hurt them.
In further analysis, others share the sentiment that the budget is a matter of concern, as South Africa is one of the highest taxed countries in the world. This is according to economist Mike Schüssler. Minister of Finance Malusi Gigaba announced that VAT will increase from 14% to 15% in the next financial year. This will affect the price of food, services and other items. Schüssler said that although an increase in VAT broadens the tax base, it is a concern as it means a higher inflation rate. With a more positive slant, FNB's Jason Muscat, however, said that the VAT increase of 1% will add about 23 billion in revenue. The extra money will be much needed to offset funding towards higher education. About 57 billion rand will be used as to fund free educational costs for the first years, with a household income of less than 350,000 rand. According to Schüssler, an increased tax burden is a residual effect of Zuma's regime.
Ultimately, it means that our inflation rate will go up, people's cost of living will rise, fuel taxes and road accident fund levy is 52 cents going up. I think that's a concern. I think there's a lot of things going on at the moment, and it's not clear where we're going to get all the government cutbacks.
VAT has been at 14% since 1993, and a conversion to 15% is not necessarily negative, as it is typical of many other economies, according to Muscat.
So it's about 25 years that we've had VAT at 14%. It's not necessarily out of line with world standards. In fact, we think that the increase to 15% is more in keeping with what we're seeing in a lot of other emerging and developed markets.
11 car washers were fined for using municipal water yesterday, the city of Cape Town has confirmed. In a water bylaw operation in Khayelitsha, Wallace, Dina and Bloekombos, Metro Police officers, along with law enforcement and traffic services, focused on contraventions of water restrictions amid the province's drought crisis. Water-saving information was also disseminated. Police spokesperson Ruth Solomons said law enforcement confiscated empty buckets and no arrests were made. The fine for washing vehicles with municipal water is 3,000 rand. Your top story at this hour. A 1% increase in value-added tax, or VAT, is to kick in from the 1st of April. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.